You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's have a look at Watford versus Chelsea next, shall we? Watford are priced up at 9-2. Chelsea are 8-11 and 23-10 the price for the draw. I guess the biggest surprise about Chelsea's win on Monday night was that we all got to see what a crazed fiend Conte is on the touchline. None of us knew that, did they? Amazing. He's going to be. I can't wait till Chelsea play Liverpool. They'll be able to power the stadium off them too if they hook them up to the floodlights. What about Chelsea, Derek? Obviously, going to Watford, you expect them to win this 8-11. Yeah. Might be a favourable price come the end of the season. But it wasn't overly convincing. West Ham weren't great, but Chelsea weren't scintillating, were they?
I like that. I like what I saw from Chelsea.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I did. I thought, when it looked like finishing 1-1, I was putting myself in the shoes of a Chelsea fan, and I wouldn't have been happy. Well, I wouldn't have been happy any time being a Chelsea fan. 8-11.
At least you've got expensive shoes on, though.
Yeah. Not like the ones I normally use with cardboard to keep out the rain. Chelsea 8-12, I think it's a good price. I was very impressed with them, you know, for large parts of that game against West Ham. And Hazard was just, you know, he was sensational again. He just looks different class, the man. And Watford, I don't know where their goals are going to come from, because their two main men seem to have been silenced, don't they, Deeney and Ighalo? They just look shadows of the former selves. I think they're going to struggle this season, Watford. And I know I was pouring scorn on you two for Dave and Tom for being big on Chelsea's title chances. I'm beginning to change my impression a little bit, because I thought they were very, very impressive against West Ham. I'm going to go for Chelsea. I think 8-11, almost even money. I think that's a fair price to beat Watford.
Yeah, Chelsea are 9-2, third favourites to win the title. City 2-1, Man United 3-1. And then you go to Liverpool at 7s, Arsenal at 8s, Tottenham at 12s before we get to the champions at 50-1. All those prices available on the football pages at williamhill.com or on the app, of course. Troy Deeney and Adrian Ighalo are the subject of the enhanced offers, as you might expect, Tom. They desperately need them to score this season, as they did last year. They were the reason that they stayed up, of course, and had such a good season. But this is a toughie, because I think Chelsea look like the sort of team this season who will be comfortable just sitting back and hitting you on the break. And with Costa, he's just going to, you know, we know about Costa. Derek loves him. We all love him. We love his style of play. Everyone just, you know, warms to him whenever they see him on the pitch, don't they?
Well, I think if I'm looking at this game in terms of the battle of the strikers, I would prefer to have Costa than the two Watford players, Ighalo and Deeney. I think the problem for them is they both got whopping new contracts, haven't they? There was a lot of speculation about them. Well, I think it happens. I think it's just natural. I think they, you know, they hit the Premier League running last year. They were scoring goals. They were terrorising defences. That, you know, they earned their big fat contracts, and it just kind of fades a little bit. And we talked about Mazzarri as well before the season started. He is a negative manager. He's a manager who will always put defence first, and I think this could be quite a negative kind of game. I mean, look, Chelsea have been doing well away from home in the Premier League. You know, since Christmas, Watford have only won 2 of their 10 home games. Chelsea have won 6 of their 11 away games, only losing twice. But Mazzarri has a good record against Conte back in Italy. He was managing Napoli at the time, but only lost 2 of 7 games against the new Chelsea manager. So maybe there's that psychological edge for him, but it ultimately doesn't matter about the guys on the touchline. It matters about the players on the pitch. And Hazard was absolutely sensational. He'd looked great in pre-season. I think Conte's really got into him, and I think he's absolutely flying. 19-10 any time to find the back of the net, Eden Hazard. I think if he keeps going the way he's going, and he's consistent, I think he'll walk the Player of the Year awards at the end of the season. And Batshuayi as well came on and I thought did really well. So I think Chelsea are big threats. I think they're not going to let Watford have a sniff here, and I think Watford have been performing pretty badly at home. So I think it's a Chelsea win, but I would just put that little warning in that Chelsea just, I don't know, I think they thought it was almost too easy for them on Monday, and then they let West Ham in. You know, is there enough firepower just to score? I don't know whether Chelsea, I think they're going to be tight, but I still think they're going to concede goals. You know, I wouldn't put them down for many clean sheets this season. So I think a Chelsea win and both teams to score is where I'd had for a little enhancement. But I think Hazard at 19-10 any time is brilliant.
Speaking of Hazard, there's a great little video going around Twitter this week where it's a bit of a warm-up, and it must be the mascot there, only a little kid. I mean, must be like maybe 3 or 4, and he's trying to get the ball off Hazard, and Hazard's just, you know, keeping it away from him, and the little lad runs at it full pelt, he drags it away, the kid falls flat on his face, brilliant, and he does this about 3 times to him, Hazard, finally kind of kicks the ball away, and the little kid goes to run after the ball, and he trips him up. just trips him up.
Oh, love it.
I mean, this is the guy who blasted the ball at the ball boy, remember? I just don't think he likes kids. It's a brilliant... If you have a look for it, Hazard and kid, it's a great...
Is this a Michael Owen scenario, scoring against that kid and celebrating wildly?
Oh, he doesn't even... Yeah. He's just cool with it, Hazard. But yeah, it's a similar kind of thing. Maybe it's just a kind of... We'll get it out, you know, competitive dad kind of thing. But yeah, dig that one out. It's well worth looking at. Hazard to score and Chelsea to win, by the way, is 3-1, enhanced from 23-10.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.